Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV puncture-free tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
Ford's intermediate SUV, the five-seat Endura, arrived late last year, fitting between the smaller Escape and the larger and more purposeful four-wheel drive Everest seven-seater. The Ford Endura, powered by a 2-litre turbo diesel, driving through a conventional eight-speed automatic, available in three front-drive and three all-wheel drive models, the Trend, ST-Line and Titanium, prices running from $44,990 to $67,990. Ford have spec'd the Endura as a premium model, well packaged in terms of space. Some argue it should have seven seats, which I don't agree with. The big seller in this segment is the Mazda CX-5, and it's a five-seater. But I do think it would have more appeal if it had a petrol engine choice, for it's more city slicker than off-roader, more an urban SUV than a hard-nosed four-wheel drive. I drove the mid-spec ST-Line and top-line Titanium. Both appeal in terms of space, comfort and inclusions. 140 kilowatt engine performance is best described as adequate rather than strong. This aside, I liked all of its performance characteristics. A smart rotary dial replaces a conventional gear shifter. The seats rate highly in all areas of comfort, while the active driving technology is excellent with a rafter of driver assist features. For my money, I'd buy a front drive only Endura. As I said, it's more a city slicker. The entry Trend, currently $43,990 drive away, a $6,000 saving. I'm David Berthon.